CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. During talks in Saudi Arabia today, the U.S. and Russia agreed to work toward ending the war in Ukraine.
President Trump says he will likely meet with Russian President Putin by the end of the month, and says while the meetings in Saudi Arabia have gone well,
much more confident.
He's disappointed by Ukrainian complaints about being frozen out of the talks.
Today I heard, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Parts of the South and Mid-Atlantic are gearing up for a snowstorm. This man waited in a long line at a grocery store in Arkansas's Ozarks.
We heard the weather was going to hit. We didn't know if it was going to be snow, whether it was going to be ice, or a combination of both. We didn't want to be caught short with what we needed.
In the upper Midwest, the frigid air is the big story. Eric lives in Bowman, North Dakota.
The last time I checked, it was negative 28, and that's without wind chill. So the type of cold out there that, I don't know, like the dry kind of cold, and you breathe and you start coughing on your own breath.
A federal judge today refused to block Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from digging into federal agencies. CBS's Natalie Brand asked Virginians their opinions on Doge.
Everyone had a strong opinion, ranging from fear to applauding the government-wide cuts.
They're just slashing people without any kind of thoughtful consideration of what they do.
Unfortunately, we do have to pull the rug out after a while. I mean, the spigot has got to stop.
Critics of the Department of Government Efficiency told me that they feel like their lawmakers, particularly Republicans, are not doing enough to ask questions or push back.
The JFK Library in Boston blamed a Trump executive order for having to close today. It was told to lay off all its probationary employees. The library now says it will reopen tomorrow. The Vatican says the Pope has pneumonia in both lungs. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome.
A statement said new tests that were carried out in the hospital showed a further complication in the Pope's condition. The respiratory infection the Pope is now suffering from requires the use of cortisone antibiotic treatment.
Hamas will release the bodies of four hostages Thursday, including members of the Bibas family, whose young redheaded boys were caught on video being abducted with their mother. The BBC's Mark Lowen.
Those Bibas boys have become really iconic symbols across Israel of the brutality of the Hamas attack on the 7th of October. They are on murals. They are very much seen as symbolic of the 7th of October attack.
Hamas plans to release six living hostages Saturday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Geneticists may have found a key gene when it comes to how we talk. More from CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Researchers in Rockefeller University believe the NOVA1 gene, found only in humans, may be linked to the origins of speech. They used gene editing on mice to test the theory and found it changed the way the animals vocalized.
We had two biologically relevant scenarios where there's motivation on the part of the mouse to speak, and they spoke differently.
Dr. Robert Darnell says the gene isn't the only reason humans can speak, but it could hold out hope for people with issues such as nonverbal autism. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
If you share a March 2nd birthday with Dr. Seuss, you may be in luck. Dr. Seuss Enterprises is giving away free copies of The Cat in the Hat to anyone who shares his birthday. If you're at least 18 and a legal resident of the U.S., you can sign up at SeussPledge.com. The first 20,000 people get a free copy. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 below, wind chill to 15 below. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, not as cold, a high to 15. Maybe some flurries tomorrow night, then clearing it up to the mid-20s Thursday and warming through the weekend. Currently, we're at 8.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one-horse apparition. Bye.
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, man, don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things.
I feel like I'm about to die.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Baby.
with local news. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your mind. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you're mine.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker, and it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard. Stamps off another three. Book it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, the Badgers finally back home after a stretch of 6 of 8 games on the road, but they fared well overall away from the Kohl Center. Now tonight they begin a 3-game homestand. The Badgers have won 4 straight, 12 of their last 14, taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. They have split their last 12 games, but a 9-game winning streak Illinois has over Wisconsin in the series. Badgers trying to take down the Illini for the first time since 2019. We'll hear from Jack Janicki in our pregame show, coming off that 11-point performance on Saturday and the Badgers' big win at Purdue. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, but coming up, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic as we get you ready for the Badgers and Illinois here at the Kohl Center. And we'll get things started in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have?
Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. Wisconsin trying to beat Illinois. It has been 6 years to the day, February 18, 2019, when the Badgers knocked off Illinois, trying to end that streak. That's about the only negative there is going right now for Wisconsin, as we're joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. And we have talked multiple times, Jesse, on this segment, and I'm sure you have when you've written about it and your other platforms. And this team does have depth. I mean, John Tanjay was terrific. Jack Janicki, it's not the first time that he has stepped up against a big-time opponent. He had 9 points 3 months ago in the game against Arizona. And he drops in 11. A lot of sources, though. Again, you hear that old line, team win. You always wonder, what does that mean? Well, maybe Saturday was an example of that.
This has to be one of the finest road performances I can remember from Wisconsin. And certainly they've had some good wins on the road. But to go to a place like Mackey Arena and beat a Purdue team that's in the top 10 while shooting 61.5% from the field and committing just 3 turnovers is an all-timer. That's why you almost never see that happen for any team in college basketball, and it really speaks to why this Wisconsin team has a chance to be special, because you're right, Matt. John Tanjay had a great game with 32 points, but one man alone can't carry a team, and if you're going to score 94, it's going to take everybody.
Their ability to deal with the Kamari McGee ejection, and that has obviously been talked about quite a bit over the last couple of days, but Janicki stepping up. I thought John Blackwell, he had a quiet first half, had the 2 fouls, so sat for a good chunk of the first half. He has 11 in the second half. Max Klesman, people would be surprised to hear this, because he hasn't shot the 3 nearly as well this season as he has in prior years at Wisconsin. He's still averaging a little bit more points per game than he did last year. He's finding some different ways to score, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the thing about Max. He's not going to stop shooting if he misses a handful of threes. And yes, he only made 1 of 6 threes against Purdue, but he was able to get inside the paint. And that's why he ended up shooting 5 for 10 from the field, because he made all of his 2-point shots. And he is able to get to the line, where he's an excellent free throw shooter. So Max deserves a lot of credit for not pouting just because the 3-point shots aren't falling. He's been around the block, and so he knows that it takes a lot of different components to be a successful player. But you're right. All these guys are contributing. Jack Janicki going off for 11 and hitting 3 threes in a moment like that. You absolutely needed all those points down the stretch, and he delivered.
Purdue also had really impressive offensive statistics. Trey Kaufman-Wren was outstanding. But I thought, you know, for a guy who had 12 assists, 1 turnover, like Braden Smith had, he didn't shoot it very well. It seemed to me that Wisconsin did a pretty good job against him, mixed it up a little bit. You know, Janicki trying to use his length a little bit. You know, you're going to have games where the shots aren't falling, but it seemed to me that Wisconsin did a pretty good job against him. Would you agree?
I would. Even if you look at the line and see that he had 12 assists and just 1 turnover, most of those assists were in the first half when Purdue was making a run. Boilermakers had a small lead at the half. And he only makes 2 of 10 from the field. Now, we know that he's capable of scoring in a variety of ways, but Wisconsin made it extremely difficult for him. And of course, it's going to take everybody else for Purdue to win. But Braden Smith's a very special player. Wisconsin just deserves a lot of credit across the board, because this wasn't a game where Purdue was able to score pretty well. When you make more than 50% of your shots at home, you should be able to win. And when you only turn the ball over 4 times, but that speaks to why Wisconsin has this supercharged offense, because you have to have that kind of skill set to be able to win games like this.
I mentioned the streak that Illinois has against Wisconsin, and you know, a lot of these guys didn't have a whole lot to do with a good chunk of these. Now, some of these guys have been around for a lot of it, Gilmore, Crowell, et cetera. But Illinois is 6-6 over its last 12, and many people, including Brian Butch and many others, and I can't disagree, would tell you that when right, Illinois is
probably the most talented team in the Big Ten, but they've had a lot of trouble keeping guys healthy. Now they have Maurice Johnson out with a broken wrist. But are you in alignment there that when right, Illinois can be certainly as good as anybody in this league and can play with anybody nationally?
Yeah, well, we saw it in December when these two teams played. Obviously, they're different teams now, but Illinois won that game 86-80, and you saw what can make the Illini so dangerous in this league. They've certainly been scuffling a bit. They're coming off a loss to Michigan State, but there's the reason why Illinois has won for six straight years against Wisconsin is because the Illini are a very good program. Now, Wisconsin being on the rise, this is a moment I feel like they definitely need to take advantage of because now they're trending to a three seed and potentially a spot in Milwaukee in the NCAA tournament, but you've got to protect your home court. And Illinois is certainly capable of coming in here and knocking off the Badgers.
Yeah, it's an intangible question. We always talk a lot in sports, coaches all the time, how a team handles the adversity. Now it's like, okay, how do you handle the attention? Because albeit Wisconsin's been a pretty good team this season. So you go into Mackey Arena and win the way they did, and now the national eyes are on you more. I'm fascinated to see how this group this year is going to handle that. Do you view it the same way?
Yeah, they've been under the radar the entire season. That's what happens when you're picked before the year to finish in a tie for 12th in the 18-team Big Ten. But then you go and you win a game on national TV and all the pundits are watching and they realize, oh, hey, this Wisconsin team is a little bit different, way better than what we thought. But I think the one good thing about having a coach like Greg Gard is he will keep you insulated. He understands what's going on the outside. But it's a day-to-day, game-to-game, just like it was with Bo Ryan, because if you're not prepared on this given day, you're going to lose. And all that attention you just got is very quickly going to fade away.
Yeah, that's how it works. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We have more to come. We'll check in with Jack Janicki on our Badger Spotlight. It's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight as we check in with redshirt freshman guard Jack Janicki. And you'll remember he scored 9 points in that big early season win against Arizona. So it's not the first time that he has had extended minutes in the bright lights. He was certainly ready for the moment on Saturday in West Lafayette after Kamari McGee was assessed the flagrant 2 with a little more than 6 minutes left in the first half. So up stepped Jack Janicki with a career-best 11 points, hitting 3 threes, and also had the assignment, among others, of trying to check Braden Smith, the guy who many consider to be the front-runner for Big Ten Player of the Year. Now, Smith had a lot of assists and just one turnover, but he didn't shoot it particularly well. It was a group effort, to be sure, but Jack was certainly up to the task. And much like I asked Carter Gilmore after his big game against Northwestern a couple of weeks ago, I asked Jack what his world has been like and how much that phone was buzzing after the game at Mackey Arena on Saturday.
You know, you try and limit your screen time as much as you can after any game, but obviously it was nice to see the texts from people that matter. You know, parents, sisters, people that have been with me for a long time, and coaches and family like that. But, you know, outside of that, you celebrate what you need to celebrate, which is who got you here and what got you here. And then other than that, it's just all gravy, and we got to focus on bigger things.
Yeah, it's probably important to remind folks, too, because I think a lot of fans are really getting into college basketball now, but this isn't the first time that you've done this, right? The Arizona game.
Yeah.
And so having done it already, and we know we talked several weeks ago that you felt about this time last year, like, hey, this is really starting to click for me. But having done it against Arizona probably didn't hurt, right? The confidence being out there.
No, I think our coaches have touched on it, and I think most of my confidence comes from being able to do things in practice, because that's the only opportunity that you're guaranteed every day. And, you know, the Arizona game was a good start for the season, and then obviously with what happened with Kill at Purdue, it just sort of made my role even more highlighted in a game like that. So I was just happy that I could step into his shoes and help the team win.
The shooting makes the highlights, but you're in there, you're up against Braden Smith, mm-hmm. who's one of the best players in the conference. And give us a sense of where you feel you have come along on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he is a very good player, and he was still able to be so effective in how we got his teammates involved. But, you know, as a team, we were really trying to dial in on him, because he's what makes them tick. And I think, you know, throwing a lot of different guys at him, whether it be John, who did a great job, and Kill, who did a great job for the brief moments he was in, it helped us sort of throw bodies at him and maybe get him a little fatigued, even though that's not really what he does. And then even more important, I think our bigs did a great job helping out the guards in a lot of ball screen situations, just sort of making him be a little bit more passive. And yeah, our game plan by the bigs and the coaches was executed greatly. And then, you know, the guards just staying energetic and into the ball. We were able to sort of keep him at bay, and obviously helped us get the win.
When we talked a few weeks ago earlier in the season, you had mentioned, and your teammates had mentioned it as well, is that, you know, the desire to continue to get better defensively. I asked Coach Gard about it last week, and you guys got new faces. You know, if it's transfers, newer guys, so it probably made sense that it took a little time.
Right? Yeah, of course. I mean, this year has been dominated by our offense in terms of, you know, what we've done and what people think of us. But I think at the same time, our defense has gotten so much better, just as even if you think about the UCLA game we had at the beginning of the month, which now seems like forever ago. I just think the ability for our coaching staff to you know, point out some shortcomings in our defense, and then more importantly, the ability for our guys to be mature enough and work on those things. As we continue to get better on defense, it just makes us more dangerous, because our defense can lead to our offense. So yeah, it's definitely been a point of emphasis. Just, you know, keep scoring, and then getting more stops will actually help us on offense as well.
You mentioned, you use the word mature, and that's what I think of when I watch all of you guys. Now, you have a lot of seniors. You're a redshirt freshman, but there's a poise, particularly in that environment you just played in, and the stakes are going to continue to go up. But watching a game, people can get nervous. When you're out there, you seem like you guys are really locked
in. I think the
in.
Least nervous people are the five that are on the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's by no accident. And it doesn't just, you know, that type of maturity isn't born, you know, on Mackey. It's day in, day out, you know, just looking at guys like Nolan or guys like Dan or anyone on our team who continues to stay in after practice. You know, that's maturity. Guys that come into practice and, you know, pay attention to scout and pay attention to what the coaches are saying, that's maturity. And then when you get into a game setting, you just sort of continue to fall on the pillars of trust and maturity that you've built the whole season. And, you know, going into the seventh best team's place and winning sounds like kind of a feat, but it's just sort of the culmination of a lot of little things that our guys do day in, day out.
Well, clearly you guys as a team are capturing the attention of more and more people.
Yeah.
But the most important thing, you guys in the locker room, how much fun are you guys having?
Man, this is a lot of fun. Like, it was fun last year, and I was wearing sweats and sweatshirts the whole time. And as the weather starts, the weather is not getting any warmer, but as the weather starts to hopefully get a little bit warmer and March shows up on the calendar, I mean, if you're not motivated to come in and practice, you're not motivated to come in and play, you kind of question how much you love basketball. So, yeah, I think we're having a lot of fun, and I think the fun's only beginning.
Confirm this for me, because there's always this line, what comes first, the winning leads to the fun or the fun leads to the winning? I think with you guys, it's the fun leading to the winning, and you're enjoying it, or am I?
I do think what gets you to winning is not always fun, but once the game starts, like, practice is really, like, practices should be harder than the games, and that's what I've felt since I've been here. And the games are the fun part. And, you know, we've played 25 this year. We're 20-5. Every game has been fun and competitive, and that's what you sign up for when you come to play college sports. And it's been so much fun, and we got a lot in front of us, and we got two big tournaments that we know we want to do well in. So it's just about continuing to come in, and work hard, and naturally the fun will come because we continue to score a lot of points and win a lot of games.
That's Badgers guard Jack Janicki, and that's tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. We'll continue with a look at the Badger Notebook as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
For 97 years, WRJN has been Racine's source for local news and timeless hits. Now, Badger football, Badger basketball, the Packers, the Brewers, and high school sports. With our timeless hits, local news, and Wisconsin sports, we're a great resource for local businesses to advertise to local listeners. We have an opportunity on our team to have somebody join us as an outside sales representative. Find out more. Call us Monday morning at 262-634-3311.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit Understood.org/the reason to get started.
Well, for people who want to be in touch with what's happening in Racine and Racine County, Kurt Bowman has all kinds of stuff for you. Weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. From music and cultural events to theater events and what's happening downtown or anywhere in the county, Kurt talks to the people that hold these events and gets them organized for you to attend. And, of course, he features timeless hits and local news throughout the day, too. It's Homeward Bound with Kurt Bowman, weekdays from 2 until 6 on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our pregame coverage continues at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Illinois tonight. They've hit halftime at the Breslin Center, Purdue and Michigan State. Big time matchup there with the Spartans leading the Boilermakers 33-31. Later tonight, out in L.A., UCLA will host Minnesota. Well, we'll talk with Greg Gard about it. I think we have a pretty good atmosphere here in the building. Tip-off, by the way, will be 7:45 tonight.
I knew I didn't like Dan Hurley.
Yeah, thank UConn and Villanova for that. So yeah, a little less than an hour away from the opening tip, but, you know, it was a was saying, I think we're going to have a pretty good atmosphere here tonight. It's been a couple weeks since the Badgers have been on the home floor, and look at them. They've won four in a row, 12 of 14. They're in the mix. They're scoring 94 points at Purdue, just like everybody predicted. This is a fun time of year, Butchie. We talk about, you know, it's the dog days, and then you look up like, oh, we're less than a month from Selection Sunday, and you got a team right here that is, who knows, on a path for a pretty good seed and maybe a favorable location. A lot of work to do,
there is, but they're
on a path.
There's no question about it. And it's funny because we had a chance to talk with Greg during my morning show. He jumped on with us, I think it was Tuesday or Monday morning. And I said, Coach, you know, there's a lot of new people that are coming along that are, you know, watch you guys for the first time. And, hey, we welcome all. And Coach right away goes, well, shame on them. They should have been. I said, you know what? Yeah, that's about time. You're right. Yeah, shame on them is right. There's no question. College basketball always delivers. You just got to pay attention
just
to
come
it.
Come on board. Come on. We have room for you.
But it's been great. The way that this group has played, obviously they're scoring the ball more. They're doing more, you know, more things, shoot more threes, making more threes. All that's in play. But to me, they've raised up to the level of every game. When you look at their game, and the games they've played, there's not a single bad loss.
No, they're all quad ones.
And you can't say that throughout college basketball. As far as where they're at, I don't think they get enough credit for that. Now, nationally, they're starting to get more credit. People are talking about what they're doing. But this is a whole season where they've just gone in, and the games they're supposed to win, they have. They've been in tight games where you're talking about a couple of possessions in Maryland, a couple of possessions against the Illini there on the road. Like, all of a sudden it changes. But they've done it the right way. And they've gotten – the thing that I'm most impressed with is they've gotten better on the defensive end. They've gotten better, and they've slowly started to do that. Offensively, they've been clicking for a while.
Yeah, and it makes sense that it would take some time on that end of the floor with the newcomers, be they, you know, guys new to the rotation, you know, who were in the program last year, new to the rotation. Then you get guys like John Tanjay and Xavier Amos. But, yeah, they're sitting, what, fourth in adjusted defensive efficiency in conference play are the Badgers. So they have done a nice job in that regard. And they've just got different guys who can hurt you. Tanjay, we know about, certainly an all Big Ten caliber kind of player, and, you know, who knows beyond that. But, you know, you get John Blackwell, who did not score in the first half, had 2 fouls at Purdue and ends up with 11. Jack Janicki doing his thing. Max Klesman. You know, Max is actually a little bit ahead in points per game than where he was last year, which I'm guessing surprises people because it hasn't been because of his three-point shooting, but he can score in different ways, including attacking the basket and getting to the free throw line.
And I've talked about this. There has been games by, I think, 9 different guys. Jack Janicki was against Purdue. Look at Carter Gilmore. That was against Northwestern. Even Max. People say, what game was that, Max? Well, Montana State. They don't beat Montana State. Max doesn't go for 25.
Yeah.
Right? Like Stephen Kroll, Butler. I know he's been, but like he dominated that Butler game. Like every one of these guys, John, Carter, Kamari. I look at Kamari, that Rutgers game. If he doesn't hit that shot at the end of the half to change the momentum of that game, I think they could have very easily switched. He brought great energy in that game. So I look at that, and Nolan Winter, he's had games. John Blackwell, he's had, like, there's been 9 different guys that have at some point has stepped up and taken over a game to give this team enough momentum to finish and close out a win. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
No, the depth here is impressive.
Here's my question. We've heard this over the last couple of days. This is the most talented team, or the best team since 14-15. Did 14-15 have this much depth? I can't remember. I was playing somewhere in Dubai.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, Bronson Koenig had to step in with Trey Jackson
went up. So, yeah.
You had Duye Duke and Zach Showalter.
Yep, Showy.
There was productive depth. But But that team had 2 first-round draft picks.
Correct.
I don't think that's necessarily the case with this team. They're different. They're different teams. I think where they are similar, Butchie, in that there is productive depth off the bench. I didn't even mention Kamari McGee.
Yeah.
You know, obviously with this year's team, with what he could do. And there's they've had a lot of teams like this, but that 14-15 team kind of set the standard for goofballs, you know, in a good way.
In a good way, correct.
And these guys have a goofiness to them as well. You know, maybe not quite to that volume.
volume, but, you know, you get a guy like Carter Gilmore, likes to laugh, likes to have fun, Kamari McGee, and it's a good mix where these guys seem to enjoy each other's company off the floor as well as playing with one another on the floor.
And I think you see that with the comments by Greg Gard afterwards against the Purdue game. He goes, in the huddles, I barely had to talk. Yeah. When you like each other, you can coach each other too. Like when someone comes, and I was part of some pretty good teams. There's plenty of times where Joe Kravnoff would say, Butchie, what are you doing? And then I'd go back two games later, Joe, what are you doing? Get over this, like, or whatever it might be, or Sharif yelling at me, whatever it was. Like, when you're, as players, feel comfortable enough with the guy next to you that you can get after him a little bit, that's when you have your success.
And it seems like I've had this chat with, if it's Joe or you know, other guys too, as long in this world that we're in college athletics, as long as you got enough of those core guys that can, like, to the newcomers, you might score 30 points, but hey, we need you to help us get a stop here.
Absolutely.
And when it comes from, I mean, you lived it, I observe it, but when you get a teammate telling you that, there's some volume to it.
There's nothing worse than when you got a guy that's on you and all of a sudden you miss the assignment, you got to look at him, you say, I didn't get it done. Like, there's nothing worse than that. That's one of the worst feelings there is in the world. When you look at your teammates, and I just didn't get the job done.
Did you admit you didn't like to play defense?
They all knew that. Come on.
You didn't have to admit it.
Well, right. Many a times it was, Butchie, stop shooting and guard somebody. I'm like, sorry, Joe. Sorry, Steve. I apologize.
You should have said, yeah, I gave up two. I just hit a three.
I tried. But nowadays that's okay. Back then it was like, no, you don't want to do that. The analytics, there just wasn't enough analytics back then.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Maybe I do like analytics. Maybe I would have liked it a little bit more.
You're plus one. That works out. And, yeah, you guys did win a lot of games in a short period of time, I might add. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Listening to WRJN 260 CD Receive, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the